is you could attend the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Show. And here to tell us more about that is Sarah Wilhelm with Hometown Vendors. Sarah, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. And let's dive right in. Let's start with the basic details of tomorrow's Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Show. What's going on here?
Well, we have 70-plus vendors who will be at Lorain Community College tomorrow in the Spitzer Center. We are there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free admission, so anyone is welcome. There is anything from snacks, amazing chocolate, and lip scents, makeup. We have Scentsy and homemade candles, soap, home decor. We just have a ton of different vendors who are there with spring items and, you know, old items, new items, something for everybody.
I've got to ask because, you know, this is certainly a fun time of the year for everybody, hoping that the sun's going to be out a little bit longer, some more time to enjoy the outdoors. And I know when we've had you guys on in the past, I think there were some other themes associated with the shows that you guys were putting on. We had John during the holidays, and during the holidays, obviously, there's a lot of really cool things that come out of these craft shows. But what exactly about the spring brings out crafts, or what kinds of crafts specifically are associated with the spring?
Honestly, we have a lot of handmade crafters who will make items that you can put in your flower garden, like lanterns, and I'm trying to think of some things, just like different flower pots tipped upside down that you can put in your garden or at your front door, signs for your the outside of your house, a lot of stuff for like the flower beds. And you're a woman like me, I like to put stuff in my flower beds that make it look cute. You know, it's just something fun. Everybody's been cooped up. It's a way to get everybody out of the house. You don't have to spend money to get into our event. Even if you just want to come browse and take a look, we bring out amazing food, chocolate, pound cakes. You know, Easter's coming. Who doesn't need stuff to fill those Easter baskets?
Sure, and the fact that it falls so late this year, hopefully a lot of folks will get the opportunity to celebrate it outside. And I guess that was my next question as well. I know this is at least loosely associated with Easter, right? There should be a lot of Easter items at this spring fling.
Yes, absolutely. There is. Even like our chocolate lady, Bloomin' Chocolates, she generally will bring in chocolate Easter bunnies, suckers. They're a dollar. She's got pretzels, brownies, peanut clusters, all kinds of different items just, you know, either to snack while you're walking around or, you know, whatever you would like to do with it.
Again, Sarah Wilhelm joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon with Hometown Vendors talking about tomorrow's Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Show. It's tomorrow at Lorain County Community College, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free admission. A lot of great spring items that will be available tomorrow to get you ready for not only Easter, but the entire spring as well. You mentioned there are going to be a lot of different vendors at this event. I believe you mentioned over 70 at this particular event tomorrow. How do you put that list together? That's a lot of different vendors.
Honestly, we make a contract and we just post it in a craft book and we put it in the paper and people email us and just and sign up for the event. We do it about 6 months out. So the show's actually advertised for 6 months. We just get contracts in, and as we get them, we put them in their places.
And what's interesting, too, is, you know, we talk about the handmade crafts, the jewelry, the home decor, makeup. The health and wellness is obviously a big one, too, because that's commonly associated with getting outside and doing things that are associated with being more active. I see jewelry on here. Jewelry's kind of like one of those things at this craft and vendor show that is kind of celebrated not just in the spring, but just about any season throughout the year, right?
Yes, absolutely. We even have paparazzi will be there, and it's amazing. I mean, women like it, but it's amazing if you're looking for jewelry for your kids who want to play dress up. It's $5 jewelry. So it's great to just buy, because then, you know, if they break it when they're playing, it's okay because it was $5. You know, it's, and then we have more of the more expensive stuff, like Touchstone jewelry, and they have amazing stones in their jewelry that I absolutely love. Handmade jewelry, you know, it's, there's just something for everyone. You can pick out that piece that you really like that's one of a kind because they didn't make five of them. Jewelry is any time of the year. You know, women, they like jewelry. So it can just kind of sell. It can be wherever.
No question about it. And I think that's another reason why I think the gentlemen that are listening right now should take notice, right? Because that's a really good place to go to find not just any kind of jewelry, but as you mentioned, the special kind of jewelry that's a little bit limited, right?
Absolutely.
Very cool stuff. Again, it's tomorrow, April 6th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Show at Lorain County Community College. Free admission for everyone. And it seems like if you're talking about chocolate bunny suckers, this is a pretty cool place for the kids to come to also, right?
For sure.
Now, what
and they're amazing.
and like, what kinds of things will the kids be interested in as well, besides obviously those chocolate bunny suckers?
There's the suckers, we have different food vendors. We have a vendor who makes hair bows. I'm trying to think of stuff that for the kids. Gosh, that's a tricky one. There's so many vendors, I can't think of everyone. We even have handmade soap where it's natural soap, no added anything in it that is unhealthy for your skin. Sorry, my phone's beeping.
No, you're okay, but that makes perfect sense, because if your kids end up getting their hands a little bit dirty from eating those chocolate bunny suckers, well, you've got handmade soap right there you can wash your hands off with, too. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. Sounds like it'll be a wonderful time. Sarah, we appreciate the time. As always, again, tomorrow at Lorain County Community College, free admission, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at LCCC. It's the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Show. Sarah, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.